You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 137. And today we're going to go beyond the digital age and reconnect to the power of face-to-face networking. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson here. I hope you are ready to ramp up and amplify the connections that you make in your business, because today we have a really awesome guest who's going to go old school on us a little bit. We're going to reconnect to the power of face-to-face networking and why the connections you make in person are so different than the connections you might make over social media, even though social media is a great way to start building up some of those relationships. And one of the best ways to use social media, before we get into my guest tips and tools and resources today, is through connecting in Facebook groups. Now, I run several Facebook groups for my private clients. So my mastermind has a private group, my Own Your Bold Inner Circle has a private group, and that's where they can ask questions, they can, you know, share like they're working on something and get feedback from their fellow partners. And I run a free group called Amplify Your Success Community. And here's some of the things that are happening in that group. Once a month, almost every month, except for when we go dark in the summer and on holidays, we do virtual networking. And if you can't get out in front of people on a weekly or daily basis, this is a great way to make some connections, to get seen, to be visible, to share what you're up to, and sometimes ask for support and, you know, look for some resources that might help move the needle in your business. We have opportunities for you to share your podcast. We have all kinds of different threads where you can connect with each other. And we've been doing some Facebook Lives. I have a series called Profit Amplifier Secrets Live, where I'll bring a specialist who I believe has some amazing resources to share with you. So we do that. I do some pop-up trainings where you can ask me any question you want. There's a lot going on. And so complement that in-person networking. Come on over and join us in the AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com while it's free. So let's get into today's guest. So in this age of social media, I find there's one thing that's been missing, and it's the power of real face-to-face networking, that connection that can only be made when you're in person with someone. And I've invited a new friend of mine to come today and talk about the power of face-to-face networking in the digital age. So let me introduce my guest. Her name is Kylie Hodges. She's the CEO of the Wing Woman Collective, helping service-based entrepreneurs who are sick of not having enough clients or bandwidth, hiding from opportunities to show up and speak out, and feel frustrated that their mission isn't getting heard above the noise. Working with her, she'll transform your inconsistent income and release relying on referrals to create engaging talking points and a clear game plan so that you can stop hiding and start leading a business that thrives. And really, for all of us, this is about sharing our mission with the world. And what better way to do that than to have someone be your wing woman? Now, through targeted networking and consulting, Kylie is the ultimate connector for business and individuals alike. Prior to being an entrepreneur, she honed her spokesperson skills leading the sales and marketing team for a community-building tech startup. Wow, a tech startup. Wow, that's very cool. Working the red carpet as an entertainment journalist and hit television producer, and as the spokesperson and driver of the famous Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, where it all began. Oh my God, I love your story. This is so cool. Kylie, thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Melanie. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I got to ask, you know, would we know the hit shows that you were behind? Like,
Was it
The Bachelor?
Oh, I wish. The Bachelor is a guilty pleasure. No, yeah, this was, I used to work on the show Flip or Flop on HGTV.
Oh, we loved that show until it got toxic. Then we didn't love it anymore.
Yeah, you know, it was a great learning experience for me. It was my first job in the TV industry, and I worked my way up from being an assistant to a producer, and I learned so much about how you talk to people differently depending on who they are and what you want out of the situation. Mm. I got a lot of my early career mix-ups out of the way with that job.
Yeah, I bet. Well, you know, the TV industry is so different than the world we're in now. So I can't wait to hear how you took all of that background knowledge and, you know, on the ground training and transformed it into a way that you're a wing woman for entrepreneurs and service professionals. What does that mean exactly, a wing woman? Like, take us a little bit deeper into what a wing woman collective is about.
Yeah, that's a great question. So, as a wing woman, I help people in a couple of different ways. I work with service-based entrepreneurs who, like you said in my bio, they have limited bandwidth and they need more clients, but they just don't have the time to go out and find them. And really, it's more like they're not prioritizing networking and connecting face-to-face, and they're relying solely on referrals or their digital reach. So working with me, I become their number two. I go out on their behalf. I figure out who is their quality or their ideal client, and I'm going to events and connecting with them. I'm weeding out those who are and aren't qualified so that by the time I'm connecting a prospect with my client, they're a warmed up lead. Yeah. So essentially, they're bringing in more clients and doing less work so they can stay focused on their business.
So I love, I feel like you're bringing networking back. It's like you're bringing the sexy back to networking, right? Like so many people kind of banished it in the social media digital age. And it's like, oh, I don't have to do that anymore. And I mean, I'm sure you run into this all the time where you meet people who are like, oh no, I don't do networking.
Yes. And to that I say, yes, you do, because you're a person that leaves the house. Mm. You know, networking isn't just like putting on a suit and handing out business cards at luncheons. It's especially in Los Angeles, running into people you know at Starbucks. And you could argue sliding into someone's DMs on Instagram, even though it's not face-to-face. Anytime you're engaging with somebody, it really boils down to when somebody says the question, how are you? What are you up to? You have the choice of how to answer that. Hmm. You can answer that with intention and a little bit of a sales lens. Or you can just be very passive and go, you know, things are fine, starting my own business, whatever, and then pass the torch and go, oh, but what's up with you? Which is what a lot of people do. They deflect. So networking is really just about being intentional with the way that you engage with people.
All right, so we're going to do a live example of this in a minute, because I think sometimes people really don't understand how simple this we might call it a transaction, like a cross engagement might be. But I'm thinking of this funny time when I was at the car wash not too long ago, and I sat down and I have, you know, of course I got my phone out trying to catch up on social media, and this gentleman sits down near me and he says, hi, how are you? And we basically started an engaging conversation, and it turned into a networking thing. Now, of course, he was, you know, with the lens of looking for clients, but I swear it was the most graceful way that I'd ever been connected with like that. And no, he wasn't trying to hit on me either, because we were both married, right? So, well, maybe it could have. No, it wasn't. But the idea is, like, it can happen in any place, any time. And I think what I'm hearing you say, there's a part of it, it's about being genuinely curious.
Yes.
And like going in with the curiosity rather than the walls up and like, okay, like disconnecting from people. And I think with social media and everybody on their phones, I really feel like the digital age is actually kind of eroding these real human connections that used to be really easy, right?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I love social media. I use it all the time, but it's sort of become a fallback now. Whenever there's an awkward moment, we pull out our phones. We're avoiding boredom and we're avoiding small talk. A lot of people say they hate small talk. I love small talk because small talk leads to specific big talk. And it's really about making a choice. Are you going to lean into the habit of pulling out your phone and refreshing Instagram? Or are you going to lift up your face and look around and see who's next to you? And we can easily reverse that. But now I consider like the golden age of being intentional with networking because nobody else is. So you're going to win just by putting that extra mental effort into it.
I love where this conversation's going. So, you know, let's bring up the piece about authenticity and networking. And, you know, I think especially if you tend to be more introverted, mm-hmm. I believe based on the millions of conversations I've had about this over the years is that, you know, the more introverted we are, the more artificial it might feel for people. Sometimes I wonder if more extroverted people have a little bit of a leg up here because, you know, they're kind of naturals at reaching out and starting conversations. But, you know, first of all, I guess let's unpack the idea, like if you're more introverted, how do you keep this conversation authentic and real without coming across salesy and like you're pushing an agenda on somebody?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I'm sure that you might agree with this as well, that if you're really good at sales, then you're not pushy and you're helpful because sales is a service. So if you're somebody who's introverted, I would just say that take it easy and do whatever feels like a easy amount of human interaction for you. So don't toss yourself into a crowd of people talking if that feels overwhelming. Have one-on-one interactions with one person at a time. Now, I have a group program called Networking that monetizes, and then a one-on-one program called Speak for Yourself. And I teach my clients my wing woman philosophy, which is called kind networking. And it's really just about curiosity. I believe you brought that up before. Being genuinely interested in whoever you're making eye contact with and offering, making it known to them that you are present and you really want to hear who they are and maybe how you can help them, that is going to pay off so far in the long run. And once you're cozy in that conversation of tell me more about yourself, they're going to trust you and that nervousness is going to wash right off of you because you're going to remember that, oh, I'm just talking to one singular person and they probably feel just the same as I do about talking to a stranger. And there's no expectations in this conversation. If it's a great conversation and it ends up going somewhere for the business, then that's great. But also if we have nothing in common, maybe there's someone I know who I can connect them with and I can walk away knowing that I had a delightful conversation and hopefully I helped them.
I love that. I want to take this in another, down another path, because yes. One of the things that comes up a lot with my clients, because I'm working with clients who are building a business around their expertise. So usually they're in the authority position in a room, right?
Yeah.
And what I've really come to know is so many of these people are shy or uncomfortable with that level of visibility, right? They're kind of like, let me go in and do my thing and get out. And it's, you know, I don't know if it's imposter syndrome or maybe they're just not super comfortable with the flock of people that come at them. But what's a way they could use your techniques when they're at an event or maybe they're exhibiting or they're speaking or they're one of the influencers in a room? How could they use some of these techniques to drop into that authentic curiosity and conversation?
That's a really good question. I think, you know, I like to argue that everybody is an expert in something, right? But that we all, you know, we're all intimidated by everyone else's highlight reel. And you're not going to know all the other people in the room that somebody stepped in gum before they got there. Someone else dumped coffee on their jacket. You know, we're all very human. And so I know that there's this old saying about speaking where you're supposed to imagine everybody's in their underwear. That does not work for me. But what does work for me is remember that everybody has to go home and do their laundry and brush their teeth and pay their bills, which are so like human and normal and boring. And when I can remember that everybody is just a person getting through their day, it's way less intimidating and it's empowering for me to say, okay, this is what I'm an expert in and I'm just like you and this is why I can help you.
I love that. And it's really like take the icon energy and put it aside and yeah. just find the real person in the conversation.
Totally. I mean, I think this goes back to my upbringing. I'm from the Midwest, and if anybody's been there, you'll know that Midwesterners are willing to talk to anybody, and they'll chat you up in any situation for as long as possible until you cut them off. And so I think growing up without that barrier of being afraid to talk to strangers has helped me realize that we're all just people trying to get by, and why not strike somebody up for a conversation? Mm.
So could we give an example of what this might look like, you know, the execution of it, when maybe we would run into each other in a public place for the very first time, assuming we'd never met before, never had a connection before? Mm. How might you strike up that conversation with me?
Sure. Yeah. Well, first, this is something that I always like to tell people: lean into the best parts of your personality. So for me, I lean into a sense of humor, but not everybody works well with being funny. So do not try to be funny if it's not your thing. But for me, I like to connect with someone immediately by the environment that we're in, make a little joke about something that we're experiencing together, and then introduce myself and ask their name. Once I've heard from them, then I always bring it back to the environment. What brought you here? You know, why did you decide to come to this event today? The more that you can be invested in someone when you're talking with them, the more they're going to want to give you and bring those questions back to you.
I like that. I used to have a friend, because I used to run a networking group in LA many, many, many years ago. And so one of my team members that helped me run the events, we used to go out to events, and he was so good at this. He was so bold. We would meet somebody and he would do something really bold, like say, "So what's the thing that's getting," the first words out of his mouth is, "Hey, tell me what's getting you up every day. Like, what are you excited about in your life?" And I'm like, wow, that is a really big question to lead with.
That is a bold question. Yeah. And I love that. I would love if somebody asked me that. I also could see some people being really intimidated by the bigness mm-hmm. of it. Mm-hmm. So, especially if you're someone who's an introvert or just not cozy with talking to a stranger yet, keep it really simple and specific.
Yeah.
You know, how did you hear about this event? What brought you here? What's something that you're really proud of that you're working on right now? Getting a little more specific with your questions are often easier to digest, but I love the boldness of that one.
Yeah. And it really fit his personality. Me, I tend to lead with something like, "So what's one thing that if it happened in this event would make you super happy? Like, or what's one intention you'd really love to get met? How can I help you meet it?" Yeah. Like, so I tend to lead with things like that, but it sounds mm-hmm. like what you're saying, and one of the basic tips around all this is lead with your strength. Like, what's yes. the thing that makes you kind of have a go-to question that you might use around that, or a series of go-to questions that you could tap into so that you feel like you're you and you're not trying to be something you're not.
Exactly, because networking isn't putting on a face and trying to dance and impress people. Mm-hmm. It's just showing them who you are and seeing if there's a good fit. Sometimes yeah. there won't be a good fit, but sometimes there will be. And it's just being open with the possibilities of the conversation ahead.
So let's play this out. I'm at an event, or I'm, you know, somewhere, and I meet some people, and there's some great connections. You guys exchange cards. And now everybody goes back to their own life and the yeah. busy to-do list.
Yeah.
How do you keep this conversation alive after that moment that you connect?
Yes, I love that question. I tell my students to be the star student in this situation. So this kind of falls hand in hand with dating a little bit. People have a lot of beliefs tied up with, like, who should talk to who first and who should follow up with dating. And I think this overflows into their beliefs with networking. For example, I've heard a lot of people say that they believe that you don't want to reach out to someone right away because you don't want to come across as too eager. And I say that is a total myth, and to do the opposite of that. after I connect with somebody, I get their card or they give me their email or number. I go home and immediately reach out because you're fresh on their mind and they've still got that feeling that you left them with. And you want to lean into that before it dissipates. So even if it's a quick email just saying, so great to meet you, it's better than nothing. Mm-hmm. So reaching out sooner rather than later is incredibly important for maintaining a relationship that you're cultivating in the long run.
Yeah, I would agree with you. You know, as the saying goes, the fortune is in the follow-up. It's,
yes.
You know, there's a real different energy when the follow-up happens versus not. And then there's the like, okay, well, that person, we never reconnected. Oh, you know, I guess whatever, I'm going to let it go.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always think like, if you're the person who really wants the relationship to keep going, take the lead, you know, even if you don't hear from them right away, just know that energy has been connected and it will stay in their mind to some degree.
Yes. And I always tell people in every part of networking, whether you just met somebody or you're looped into a group conversation or you're following up in an email, take the steering wheel. People will be grateful when you take the lead because it's making them feel comfortable and showing them, okay, I got this. I'm leading this conversation, or I have a plan with this. You can relax. So when you're following up, be specific and clear and concise and intentional with what you want out of that interaction. Don't ask vague questions without any real call to action. Put the ball in your court to choose. If you want to get on a phone call, give them specific dates and times. Or if you want to meet for coffee, give specific suggestions.
So I want to ask a question that I know the listener is asking themselves if this is not their superpower, right? So they're the kind of person who they meet people and the cards stack up on their desk and they go, oh my God, I never followed up because they don't know what to say and how often to follow up, right? So let's take a couple scenarios if you don't mind, because I know you teach this stuff, so I really appreciate you going deeper into this. Mm-hmm. And I know you'll have a resource that we can all go deeper into this if we want, but we'll get to that in a minute. So let's pretend somebody's like, what do I say without being creepy, weird, or salesy, right? And by the way, this is not go home and put them on your mailing list.
Yes.
Not what we're doing. This is connecting. Mm-hmm. So maybe just give us a quick example of like, what's a way to structure that follow-up besides like, hey, it was nice to meet you. Like, what else? Like, what else do we say?
Yeah, that's a great question. I always lean to assuming that if I'm sending somebody an email, I want to get them on the phone. And generally, for me, I have an idea of what I need from them or what they could use from me or what I could help them with. But even if you don't, I'd say it's better to just reconnect either face-to-face or on the phone again and get to know each other more. So, yes, so great to meet you. Would love to hear more about how I can support you. Do you have time tomorrow to chat for 15 minutes? I'm available at 3 p.m.
Nice.
You don't really know what you're going to talk about yet. I made an offer there, right? I said, I would love to know how I can support you. I didn't say, I'd love to tell you about this job that I have or this new program that I'm launching. No, it's actually quite the opposite. It's let's feel out if you have a need that I can help you with. And if not in that phone call, you realize that you're not a good fit. How else can you help them? Did you just read a blog post that you think they'd benefit from? Do you know someone else who could help them? Be the connector. But in the follow-up email, I always just say default to getting on the phone call on a phone call. And if you really don't think you want to get on the phone with them, then why are you connecting with them? Mm-hmm. Don't just send somebody an email for the sake of sending them an email.
Well, and that was a question I have. Is there any times when you just shouldn't bother? Like, are there any signs in the conversation you're like, don't even bother going forward with this. Like there's nothing there.
If you felt like there was just, it was not a good energy between you two, then don't bother. Now, there have been times where I've connected with somebody and I didn't really know how we could work together or even if there's anyone I know who could help them, but I just really liked engaging with them and I thought they were interesting and somebody I'd like to connect with again. I do something called, I'll ask them a filler question. So, like I said earlier, as soon as you meet, connect with them sooner rather than later. And if you don't know what that call to action is, it's kind of hard to get yourself to send that email, right? So I'll reach out and say, it was so great meeting you tonight. Remind me again, what neighborhood are you in? I'll ask an easy question that even if I know the answer to it, it's probably going to get them to answer because it's such an easy answer. They don't have to put any thought into it. That's an answer that if they're brushing their teeth and checking their phone at the same time, they could type in the name of their neighborhood with one thumb while brushing their teeth. Mm-hmm. And that way you're just keeping the conversation going because eventually something might come to mind, or I might just say, oh great, I'm in the neighborhood next to you. What are you doing this weekend? You know, it's all about keeping the interaction going, and that might inspire something more to come later on. And if not, then that's fine. But if there's someone who seemed interesting to begin with, then connecting with them in any way possible is better than letting it go to the wayside.
Yeah, it's like, I hope you don't mind. I got to share kind of a funny story about this because I think what happens is we go in with the lens of I have to make a sale. Yes. And if you don't really keep your mind open, you might lose something that's very valuable. And I remember a long time ago, I don't remember if I had met this person and there was a follow-up or if I'd been hearing about them. And I always used to have the philosophy that there was always something to be gained by reaching out to other influencers and saying, hey, let's just get to know each other. Oh, that's what it was. I reached out to this person, very big name at the time. And I said, hey, I know we keep bumping into each other. We keep speaking at the same events, but we haven't had a chance to get to know each other. Do you want to get on the phone and see how we could, you know, connect? He was going through the lens of sales. I was going through the lens of connection. We got on the phone and he literally tried to sell me the whole time. And I'm like, I don't think we're having the same conversation. Yeah. And like 5 years later, we ran into each other at a speaking event where we were both speaking. And he said, you know, you're actually really cool. I think I kind of blew it before, didn't I? I go, yeah, you did.
Oh, I'm so glad that he had the self-awareness to realize.
I know. Well, I think he'd done some growth by then, but I'm like, really, it was a great learning though. It's like when you go, because we could have referred each other so much business. There were so many things that could have, I might have potentially hired him at some point, but that let, you know, like when you're so hard fast on like, is this a sale or not? I think we sometimes lose that rapport and that connection.
Yes. Well, and this is my own philosophy with sales, but like, if you're good at it, it's not going to come across as salesy and
that's
pushy.
True. That's
you know,
true.
Like if he, I think you probably were approaching it with a better sales mindset than he was because you just wanted to get to know him and see if there was a connection, if there was a good fit, if you could help him. And that's really what sales is all about.
Yeah.
It's offering up an opportunity to listen and see if you can help a problem he has.
I totally agree. Someday I'll tell you what was really going on there. You'll get a kick out of it.
That's for off the podcast. Yeah. Off the record.
No mudslinging here, right? So I have to bring up a buzzword that I'm really curious to hear your thoughts on. And the word is collaboration. Hmm. Now, I bring this up because it's like a code word that I'm noticing, especially on social media. People reach out and go, hey, you know, I'd love to talk to you. Are you open to a collaboration? We're looking to collaborate, blah, 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 right? And so I'm wondering, how do you feel about people using that as part of their initiation or follow-up to get, you know, beyond the digital wall, right?
Yeah. That's a good question. I've kind of felt the same way about the word partner. You know, I'll hear people say, we should partner. And in my mind, I'm like, what does this mean? Are we becoming business partners? You know, part of me thinks that people are just misusing the term. Collaboration sounds like you're going to create something together and it's like a mutual benefit. But I think if people are reaching out to you with that word, they might have a plan, but they also might just mean that they want to connect and see how you can work together, but they don't really know if a collaboration, like working together, is the right way. But that word just feels the most appropriate to them. I do also find that word a little bit confusing, but you know, we're kind of in a time where it's like the Wild West of entrepreneurship and the digital age, and like you could do anything with anyone with your business if you want, right? No one, as an entrepreneur, no one's going to tell you no because you are the boss. So I think it's a word that people use to just get the conversation going.
Yeah. The reason why I asked the question is, in terms of like, people tend to replicate what they see other people doing. Mm. And I personally am not a fan of reaching out. And I'm glad you brought up partner. Because yeah. When I hear somebody approaching me saying, hey, we'd love to talk to you about collaborating or partnering up, all I hear is you want me to sell your stuff. Mm. And it just completely shuts the conversation down in my mind. Yeah. Because I'm like, I just don't do that, right? Like I will share the people that I love what they're doing with my community. And I will go to the ends of the earth to find ways to get you, you know, in front of my audience or connect you with people who might use your stuff. But it's almost like, take the time to get to know me, right? Like, just don't pitch me this idea of, can I sell your stuff for you? So that's some of my own, you know, filtering stuff. But I was really curious what you think about the approach of collaborating or partnering, because I don't think it's effective. So that's why I asked you the question.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard because people can use that word and you can think you know what they're getting at, but maybe they're misusing it and mm-hmm. they mean something else. I'm trying to teach myself to be less judgmental in all avenues, even with myself. And so I'm always going to yes and a situation. Once I get more context, then I can choose to shut it down. So if somebody reached out to me and said, hey, I'd want to collab, I would probably say, sure, I'd be happy to hear what you mean by that. And at least take a 2-minute phone call. If it sounds like it doesn't resonate with me, then I would kindly let them know that.
I love your graciousness. You are my idol when it comes to networking. So,
but nobody's perfect. So,
right. Well, I also think this has a, and I'm not saying you don't have this, but I think there's an energy and bandwidth, you know, piece of this puzzle. You know, when you're approaching people who have very limited energy, very limited time bandwidth, very, you know, they maybe have, they're very, like, maybe a little jaded because they've been around for a long time. Maybe they're, their filtering system has a little less graciousness in it. Mm-hmm. So really, I think what we're boiling down to this is, you know, like really keep it neutral and in your strengths, but maybe take a little bit of time to kind of peek into this person's world, especially if it's cold through social media, and find out what their personality is like and what are they interacting with. You can look at anybody's social media profile and see very quickly what do they respond to. So
yeah.
Just a thought.
Yes. Well, and this reminds me of when I was an Oscar Mayer hot dogger, which was my title when I was the spokesperson for the Wienermobile. And it was our job to make sure that everybody felt seen and heard, but make them feel like they were totally in love with Oscar Mayer or hot dogs in general by the time they were done interacting with me. And so sometimes it's just a matter of being a good listener and keeping an open mind to what lies ahead. It really didn't mean anything about like telling someone, you must love hot dogs, you must love hot dogs. And oftentimes I didn't even talk about hot dogs with people. I'd ask them how their day was, and they felt heard and they felt seen, and therefore they remembered me and they were happy about that.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that is a really great perspective. Like, how can you find a way to make people at least feel heard and valued and seen no matter what their preferences and desires are, and not kind of rebuff them?
Yes.
Exactly. All right. New level to aspire to here. So I would love it if you would share with our listeners how they can find out more about you and the work you're doing. And you know, I'm imagining at this point, those people who are really wanting to expand their networking skills are probably going like, all right, well, how do I find Kylie?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, if you want to find me on social media, which is pretty passive, but the most accessible way to do so at the moment, you can follow me on Instagram at Kylie Hodges. And I have a lot of new exciting things that I'm rolling out with the Wing Woman Collective. So if you are curious on how to lead with authenticity and be effective with your networking, please reach out. My website is also wingwomancollective.com.
And you have a resource you want to share, right?
Yes, yes, thank you. I also have a freebie, and it's my top 5 tips on how to make networking worth your time. So go to wingwomancollective.com/tips, and you can get that totally free.
Yeah, and I would imagine that if you feel like you're a masterful networking person, learning a few mastery tips from the Wing Woman herself might be really valuable. So I would encourage you all. I'm going to go grab it and see maybe how I can brush up on some of my connection skills as well.
Yes. And I challenge everybody listening to slide into my DMs and reach out. And I want to hear how people start a conversation with me.
I love that. And, you know, also, when we air this episode, you know, Kylie and I are exploring how to take this conversation a little bit further. So make sure you're in the Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com, because Kylie will be there in the group. Woohoo!
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's always fun for my guests to see, you know, the questions that come in on the interview or like how you're putting it into action. So come either share one of your tips or one of your questions or something you put into action right away and tell us how it works. There'll be a thread that's created for Kylie's episode in the group. So Kylie can also track all your awesome feedback that way too.
I love that.
Kylie, I'd like to end our conversations by taking it back to you and your own growth and how you figured out how to amplify. What is one bold step that you have taken that's really helped you amplify your impact and your income in the world?
Oh boy, what a question.
we don't like in small here.
You know, I think this goes back to when I was, I had a feeling deep down inside for a while working in the entertainment industry that it wasn't a good fit. But I, all my life, had believed and labeled myself as a creative who could only work in entertainment, and that I was not capable or qualified of getting a quote-unquote real job. And I had decided that business was boring and not for me. But after so much friction internally with how I felt about my career, I realized that I had to let those labels and those expectations of myself go. And so by giving myself permission to not identify as anything, I broke down a lot of walls with myself, realized it's okay to change careers. And that is how this business was born, because deep down inside, I knew that I had a lot of knowledge and a personality trait that leaned well to helping other people amplify their mission. And once I broke down those walls and explored what could be, that's where my business was born. So it was really giving myself permission to let go of the judgments and just see what else is out there and be curious with myself. And that's where the ball really started rolling.
So you gave yourself permission to reinvent.
Yes, totally.
That takes a lot of courage. It's a bold move for a lot of people to do that. Even if you already have a business, if it's not really bringing you the results you want and it's not feeling aligned, sometimes you have to reinvent. So thanks for sharing that. I think people sometimes don't realize how many of us have had to reinvent along the way.
Yeah. And I'm probably going to have to reinvent again. So I imagine that now that I've done it once, I can get cozier with this happening again.
Yeah. You built up the muscle, so it won't be scary the next time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much, Kylie. I really enjoyed sharing your wisdom with our community today. And I love that we're bringing the sexy back to networking, right? Like, let's move past this digital wall that some people get trapped behind and drop back into creating real human connection. And if this is something that you know you're, you know, maybe this is not your superpower or you'd really like to brush up, I highly encourage you to get Kylie's tips. I've really enjoyed Kylie's wisdom as we've talked and got to know each other better. She really walks her talk. So head on over to wingwomancollective.com/tips and grab her 5 tips. And here's my challenge for you. Read it, but put one into action, or really look at the way you're showing up with other people and say, what's one area I could grow a little in that could net me more connections, more opportunities, more human connection versus just digital connection, and maybe even some clients. So that's your challenge. Bring it into AmplifierSuccessCommunity.com. Let us know what you put into action so we can celebrate the wins with you. Kylie, thanks so much for being here with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
All right. We'll see you all next week for another episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.